Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Political kidnappings aren't necessarily new in Egypt's military-controlled government, but an Amnesty International report released this week formally exposed Egypt's human rights violations. People whom the state considers dangerous are being unlawfully abducted by government agents, tortured, and sometimes killed. There have been 630 disappearances this year alone. Emily Fuentes with Open Doors USA.
Whenever there's reports like this, it's really important because it highlights all the human rights violations that are happening in this country. And from our end of working with persecuted Christians, we know how significant the violations are against Christians.
And this environment of government censorship makes minorities apprehensive, especially Christians, since they already tend to be marginalized by the Muslim majority. Please, ask God to embolden the hearts of our Egyptian brothers and sisters in Christ. And there's a new app that's taken over phones across the world. You've probably guessed it. It's the new Pokemon Go app. But as this novelty grasps so many people's attention, could it actually be used for ministry? InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Greg Howe thinks so. But this is trendy, so InterVarsity is looking for a long-term option.
I think what our staff and students are actually asking is instead, what are other ways to pull students out of their normal patterns of behavior? And so if we can't develop an app, is there a different way to move students from the places where they're already comfortable into new environments so that they can encounter the gospel in a new way?
Hopefully this app is opening another door for bigger opportunities. If you'd like to know more, get the full story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? We'll get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.